Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. We've been hearing a lot about mental health lately. Much of it is related to the pandemic. It's reported that the mental health of students has been affected in various ways. Among others, there's the stress related to virtual classes, fear about falling behind, and depression and loneliness because of not being able to interact with their fellow students. Adults are affected too. Many of them also are feeling the loss of personal relationships. And on top of that, they can be worried about keeping or getting a job, afraid of making rent or mortgage payments, and with keeping their kids happy and healthy, to name just a few. Even top athletes are now coming forward, noting the mental health issues that can afflict them, from the pressure to always be in top form, to the rigors of training and of dealing with the press and spectators. All those are recent examples, of course. But mental health problems aren't new. People have dealt with them through the centuries. You may be surprised to hear that they pop up in the Bible, too. And the good news is that the Bible shows how they can be overcome. That's what we'll look at on Morning Prayer this week. The insights the Bible has for overcoming the mental health problems people have today. May we all find this biblical promise to be true. God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Amen.